is the chat with Mrs. Burns of third grade.
I'm Max.
I'm Ella.
I'm Madeline.
I'm Liam.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Violet.
And I'm Lara. Hi. This is the chat with Mrs. Burns of third grade. Today our essential question is, why are people addicted to sugar? We are joined by a very special guest, Dr. Sopet, and he works at he works with teeth for people, and
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I'm a dentist, and I've been a dentist for 37 years, which is a long time.
Yes.
So I graduated in 1982 from dental school. Then I taught for 9 years at a dental school while I was practicing. And I'm currently practicing right across the street from your school.
That's
interesting.
That's really
cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot of years.
What are good ways for people to eat a limited amount of sugar each day?
Well, I think one of the things we should think about is sugar and sweets is it should be a treat. And only a treat. It's not something we really need to have every day. But on special occasions, such as, say, a birthday or a holiday or maybe even a family event, would be an appropriate time to maybe have a sweet snack. When choosing sweet snacks, we could also think of healthy sweet snacks. So they don't always have to be in the form of sugar and sweets such as cookies and candy and ice cream. We could also think of some sweet snacks in the forms of fruit. So if you have a favorite fruit, or even sometimes they're in vegetables, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So carrots and corn are sweet, so there's sugars in there as well. So those would be other times we could choose a healthier version of a sweet versus maybe a not-so-healthy time of sweet.
Yeah. What is in sugar that is so bad for you?
Well, sugar has no nutritional value at all. So sugar is something that our body does use, and our body uses sugar for energy. So if we need energy, our body uses sugar. Well, if we take sugar and we add it to items, or if we have a high sugar diet, we probably don't need all that kind of energy. So when we're not using sugar for energy, our body stores it for maybe a later time. And it stores it in a form called fat. Now, if we have too much sugar, we get too much storage, and then we get fat. And so the elements of fat can lead to an unhealthy lifestyle and even sometimes disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Why don't people sometimes listen to dentists when they're told not to eat something with sugar in it?
Well, I think we've all tasted sugar and we go, this is good.
Yeah.
Because when we eat sugar, a chemical in our brain goes off and says, this is pleasure. This is good. And that chemical is called dopamine. So when our body has sugar, our tongue hits the sugar, it sends this little message to our brain, and we get this form of pleasure. We like it. In fact, sometimes when this pleasure opens up, it remembers it for a long time. So every time, sometimes even when we just smell something that's sweet or we look at something that's sweet, all of a sudden our brain remembers the pleasure that it had. So it almost creates like a craving for wanting to have sweets.
Or like an addicted part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Addicting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, usually there's like a sweet out on my kitchen table, so it's really hard not to eat it.
Right. Yeah, but it's good that you didn't choose to do it, because there's other ways to have pleasure.
Sometimes I go to Dylan's Candy Bar, and my parents told me to not get so many treats, but I'm like, I have to!
Right.
Because it's so good. Everything's
and
good.
And you get addicted to it if you eat too much of it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our brain doesn't even tell us when to stop having it. So have you ever opened up... We've all had Girl Scout cookies, right?
Yes.
Have you ever opened up a tube of Girl Scout cookies and you can only have one or two?
Yeah.
You can. Most people can't. They eat the whole tube. Because your brain almost doesn't say you've had enough.
Yeah.
Because it wants more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like my favorite cookie is Samoa's, and my dad says that I love two, but sometimes I eat three.
A couple years ago, my mom came downstairs, and I was in the fridge looking for Girl Scout cookies, and I had crumbs all over my face.
Evidence.
Why do people use sugar for a lot of stuff?
Well, I think we can go back to the idea of the pleasure. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Right? But I think that, you know, we should try to think of other choices. Or, like I said, keep it for special occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why do most people like stuff with sugars more than healthy food?
Well, I think sometimes as we get older, we tend to have more variety in our diet to find other things that taste good, too. We had mentioned about the idea of vegetables having a
sugar,
source of sugar in it.
Strawberries or like an edamame.
Mm-hmm. So I think as our diet increases, we have more variety and taste other things that we can find actually, you know, kind of pleasure in all different types of taste. It doesn't always have to be the sugary taste.
Yeah.
Interesting. The sugar always gives people cavities, and if not, how?
Well, let's talk a little bit about teeth and cavities, since that's supposedly why I'm here. So in our mouth, we have teeth, as we all know, and teeth have a white layer on the outside called enamel. So enamel is our protective layer of our tooth, and believe it or not, it's 10 times harder than your bones. It's the hardest natural substance of our body, so that's how hard it is.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? So now, I'm sure you've heard dentists talk about the word plaque.
Yes.
I've heard that.
Okay, so plaque is saliva, which we all have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one. And the important one, germs. And then the third item is what kind of food we eat. And it creates this sticky, gooey stuff that sticks on our teeth.
That's right.
Okay, in fact, after we brush our teeth, within 5 minutes, it's back forming again. So it's a sticky goo on our teeth.
Oh, wow.
So what happens in the form of sugars, and we'll get to the cavity part, is the sugar that we take into our mouth. So it's kind of the food part of the three things, bacteria, saliva, and the food we're going to say is sugar. So when the sugar gets onto our teeth and this sticky goo, the problem with cavities is bacteria, the germs. So what happens, the germs eat the sugar and they make something called an acid. Do you know what an acid is?
Yes.
It's a very strong chemical, and it's so strong that it can start eating away at your enamel. Remember we said it's 10 times harder than your bones.
That's
pretty strong.
Yeah.
So there's certain items that have high acid and low acid. So if we think of sugars such as candy, all of that, that's a strong acid because when the bacteria eats the sugar, the strong acid then starts attacking your teeth and breaking it down. Now, soda. Is soda a strong acid maker?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. So like,
do you know what has a double acid to it? Because in this, it's the sugar first, but in soda too, it has acid in it. So it's like a double acid attack on your teeth.
Really?
And since it's sticky and gooey, it stays on your teeth for a long time.
He drinks so much like Danone and like soda that like he's had like 15 cavities, and sometimes he has to go different places to get them fixed.
That's right.
And my dad likes to drink Coke a lot.
But I don't like soda.
I don't like soda.
I like it so bad.
And you were saying, like, low acid would be, like, carrots or something.
Low acid could be, like, water.
Oh.
Okay, that could be a low acid because there's just not much in it.
Yeah.
And things like that. So the whole process of cavities or tooth decay occur when acids attack our tooth. So the enamel part, the very hard part, is attacked by the acid and it starts eating away at it. Well, believe it or not, in our saliva actually helps rebuild our teeth because there's calcium and phosphates in our saliva. So those are good things for our teeth. So if we can remove the sticky part by brushing, then we allow our saliva to go back and hopefully kind of repair that part of thing that's breaking down. Now when the acid attacks the tooth, and if it stays in that sticky part, eventually more bacteria come in, and it eats away more of the tooth. And then more bacteria, more acid, so it's a continuing process until it eventually eats through the white part, the enamel, and it gets to our next part of the tooth called dentin, and that's where we have nerves in our teeth. And so when people talk about tooth pain, that's where that comes from. So the idea is to limit the sugar so we don't get the acid attack. If we do have a sweet snack, we can brush it away. Mm-hmm. And if we're somewhere we can't brush away, we could at least maybe have water to rinse it away.
Yeah.
Why do people put so much sugar in stuff like donuts and soda?
Well, we talked about the pleasures of sweets give you.
Yeah.
But there is something that we can do to maybe combat that. Okay. So one of the things is when you're baking. Let's say if you're going to make a cake at home. And if the recipe calls for using 6 cups of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar.
I'm just using it as a number. But let's say we said, well, we're going to make that same bakery good, that cake or cupcakes, and we only use 2 cups of sugar. So we cut it down and use less sugar. That's one way. Another way is like if we talked about sodas.
To make it like healthier.
Or less damaging.
Yeah.
In soda, people will talk about diet sodas.
Yeah.
Sugar-free sodas. And I'm not a big promoter of
Sprite.
That. Because there's still acid in soda.
Yeah.
Whether we diet or not. But another way, other companies have come about, and I belong to the American Dental Association, and one of our projects is to take the amount and quantity of a soda in a usual can or in a big bottle and make smaller versions of it. So instead of the normal can, it's like 12-ounce can, we've now promoted the idea of maybe using only an 8 or 7-ounce can.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's one way of reducing our sugar intake.
That was a good idea.
How does sugar affect the human body?
Well, we talked a little bit about teeth, so that's one way it affects your body. But let's think of our whole body. Well, we said that our brain gives off these chemicals that gives us pleasure.
And gives us addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when we worry about our skin, it can give people acne or blemishes. Okay, that's one thing it can do. We talked about also the idea of fat. So if we don't use the energy stored, we get fat. And the amount of fat over time, as adults become of age, it can lead to heart problems, heart disease. There's also proof that it also leads to some forms of cancer. Now, another thing that it does is when we eat sugar, we get a little bit of a sugary rush.
And you're kind of crazy, and then an hour later
you just fall asleep.
Exactly. So that's because of something called insulin. So inside of our body we have a level of sugar at all the time for energy that we need. So if all of a sudden we take in a big amount of sugar, we get this rush, this spike in energy. Well, the body says, oh, that's too much energy going on. We've got to calm you down. So then your body puts out a chemical called insulin. And insulin's to bring it back down to level. Well, if you get this big, giant rush of sugar, the body says, we need a big, giant amount of insulin to calm you down. It then causes you to then nosedive into sluggish, tired, maybe kind of moody. So it does affect our personality, too.
Energy makes goes into fat, and then like you have to like run around to burn it off to get more energy.
Well, that's one way to balance it out.
Yeah.
So let's say if you were to have a sweet snack, probably the best time to have a sweet snack is before you have a high energy activity. Okay, so that would be one. Probably the worst time to have a sweet snack would be
nighttime.
Right before you go to bed, because it's just going to sleep and it's going to sit there.
And you can't sit there.
Right.
And it's going to be bored.
Probably the best time, if we're talking about having a sweet snack, would probably be at dinner time.
Yeah.
Because when you're eating dinner, your body's now already producing different types of chemicals to break down food.
After you eat candy, you like play for a little bit more, and then like you get tired and like. At night you get moody because you ran out of sugar.
And sometimes after I eat, your body, like, all your blood goes to your stomach and try to, like,
digest. And fall asleep.
And so you get really cold and I don't like it. How are some sugars different from other sugars?
Well, we could think of difference between sweet snack sugar from sugar cane. Okay, so if you ever see with the word OSE on the end, So sugar candies and things of that sort coming from cane sugar is called sucrose. So sucrose with an O-S-E. So does everybody drink milk?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes people can't because of a sugar in milk called lactose.
Yep. Oh,
so yeah. That's a sugar in milk. And then fruit.
But then
it's called fructose. So those are other types of sugars that we can have. And then there's artificial sugars.
Yeah.
But I think you're always better off with having the natural sugars than, say, an artificial sugar.
Yeah, there is a company that makes lactose-free milk.
Correct. They take that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How does sugar create cavities?
Well, we mentioned the idea that when the sugar combines with the bacteria... And the bacteria has an interesting name. It's called strep mutans. Has anybody ever had strep throat?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a type of bacteria called a streptococcal. So the type of bacteria that's in our mouth that causes cavities are called strep mutans. And guess what? It's an infection. So in other words, we don't have, as a natural germ in our body, strep mutans. And you know who gets blamed for everything in the family? Mom, right? Mom gets blamed for everything. Well,
mom,
guess
or
what?
Or dad.
But typically mom. And I'm just saying that as a joke. But truthfully, what happens is when you are babies, mom has this bacteria. And probably, in some way or another, she passes it on to you. So without that bacteria, you wouldn't get cavities. Now, you'd probably encounter... whether it be in nursery school, preschool, grade school, you do count it from other children because we've all, some way or another, passed germs on. So that's where the germ comes from in terms of the cavity. So we talked about if this germ eats sugar, it creates an acid. Acid burns holes in teeth. So the more plaque, sticky goo on your teeth, the more sugar that comes back to it, they keep eating through the tooth, and that's what a cavity is, when the acids burn through the tooth and the germs stay in the gooey, sticky stuff and continue doing it.
Yeah.
Can't they put more plaque on your teeth?
Why would dentists want to put plaque on your teeth? We like to take it away. Unless that dentist likes doing cavities. But no, I'm teasing. No dentist would put plaque on your teeth, but we take it away. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to do it too, and that's why we always say you have to brush your teeth at least twice a day. Floss every night, right? Mm-hmm. And another thing you can do to help at nighttime is you can use a fluoride rinse.
Oh, that's what I do.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
I
do this,
but I don't like it.
But
I can't floss my upper teeth.
Because of, right, your braces. Mm-hmm. That's good to use.
Can you tell us why you think sugar is so bad for us?
I think there's other healthy choices. Instead of choosing a sugary snack all the time, I think sometimes because manufacturers of products that want to sell you more sugary items put more sugar in it. So we talked about the craving of sugars and sweets.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes, and since there's no nutritional value, having things that have pure sugar aren't helpful. Whereas if you were to have fruits that have natural sugar, fruits have vitamins, minerals, fibers, all good things for your body. And the best part of having a form of fruit as a sugar is that if you eat the wet fruit, not the dry fruit, the wet fruit, it's 90% water. So there's more water to it, and it tends to be more filling. Now, what's a wet fruit and what's a dry fruit? A wet fruit would be a grape.
Yep.
A dry fruit would be a raisin. So you want to choose the wet fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like grapes.
The ones that are
grapes
like
are really good fruit.
Like the one. Like, yeah.
Well, there's like dates and prunes and even like in the summertime they can have dry cherries.
Or like there's this thing where you have like dried bananas or like apples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they've been like dried out.
Yeah,
then it tends to be more concentrated sugars. And it still can lead to cavities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are some sugars good for you and others aren't? Oh, wait, no. Why does
there have to be sugar in like every food?
I don't think it has to be. But doesn't it seem like it is?
Yeah.
Almost
yeah.
everything we have has sugar. In fact, if we looked at some of the fruit drinks, has anybody ever heard of Naked Juice?
Oh, yeah, my brother has.
Okay, do you know that if you took a can of Coca-Cola and a bottle of Naked Juice, that there's more sugar in the Naked Juice than there is in a Coca-Cola?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
There's like 40 grams of sugar in a Coke, and there's over 60 in a Naked Fruit. So there's some of the ways we get fooled, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I call those hidden sugars.
Oh.
Because you really don't think about it until you go, wait a minute. So, it's one way for people to sell you more items.
How do dentists help you not get cavities?
Okay, well, one of them is kind of what we're doing today. We're talking about education about sugars and sweets. Another way would be when you go to the dentist. We talked about cleaning plaque off away from your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also can talk about fluoride, the use of fluoride on your teeth.
Yeah.
There's another way on people who have very deep grooves and pits in their teeth. We call them pit and fissure sealants, which is a type of kind of a plastic that's placed into the little grooves of teeth that's hardened.
CPI meeting in the auditorium. CPI meeting in the auditorium.
And then encouraging good prevention at home. So the idea of limiting sweets in our choices, brushing your teeth twice a day, the flossing.
Fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people use sugar in so much stuff?
I think it just goes back to the idea that once we've had sugar, we have this desire sometimes to have it because it tastes good. It makes us feel good.
You're like addicted to it.
Yeah, but so I think that the manufacturer of it uses it for their advantage to maybe to sell more of the product.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is sugar bad for your teeth?
Because.
I think because of the idea of it creating the acid and breaking down the enamel layer of our teeth. Which then can lead to cavities.
Sometimes, if you eat like an Oreo, like the chocolate in it, like, it will stick to your teeth.
Because of that sticky, gooey plastic.
Then you'll have to rinse it out with water.
Yeah.
Or like you have to use your tongue and brush it. Mm-hmm. And just get it out.
Thank you so much to our very special guest, Dr. Sopit. Please make sure you tune into the chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade, next week, and subscribe to our podcast in Apple Podcasts.
Bye!